Keep up to date with all the happenings in the Stardate universe through our Twitter feed and Facebook page. They tell you what to expect in our radio programs and magazine, let you know about important events, and much more. And also, check out our website, stardate.org. We'll see you there.
Stardate, September 18th. There's an extraordinary conjunction in tomorrow's early morning sky, a tight grouping of the moon, the planet Venus, and the star Regulus. They're quite low at first light, so you may need a clear horizon to spot them. Venus is the brilliant morning star, just a fraction of a degree from the moon. Regulus is a bit farther from the moon. It's much fainter than Venus, but its proximity to the brighter bodies will make it pretty easy to pick out. This beautiful meeting is possible because all three bodies lie near the ecliptic, the sun's path across the sky. Regulus, which marks the heart of the lion, is fixed in position just a half degree from the ecliptic. It does move through the galaxy, but it's so far away that it takes centuries to notice any change. Venus's orbit around the sun is tilted by about 3 degrees, about 1.5 times the width of your finger held at arm's length. The planet crosses the ecliptic during each orbit, so it's always close. On rare occasions, it can even cross in front of Regulus, blocking it from view. That last happened in 1959, and it'll happen again on October 1st, 2044. The moon's orbit around Earth is tilted by about 5 degrees. So like Venus, the moon moves back and forth across the ecliptic. Tomorrow, it'll be just about 1 degree from that path, setting up a beautiful conjunction in the dawn sky. We have more sky watching tips and much more about the universe in Stardate magazine. Details at stardate.org. For the McDonald Observatory, I'm Billy Henry.